This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 7th. Faith, sharing tears. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 12. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. It had been a difficult morning for my wife. The dreadful, disabling effects of her multiple sclerosis were too real to deny. She felt the bruising weight of it all. We lived with good, caring neighbors in our assigned location in northern Nigeria. They showed that they cared. That morning, two of the neighbor women kindly checked in on Thelma. The first neighbor who came saw that it was a difficult day for her. Thelma couldn't conceal her struggle. As they talked, tears welled up. They erupted into open crying. Quickly, and with obvious discomfort, the well-meaning neighbor responded to her tears with the words, "Don't cry, Thelma, don't cry." Thelma forced herself to stifle her sobs. Shortly after that neighbor left, a second kind neighbor came. She also observed that it was a difficult morning for Thelma. The tears may have been choked back, but they were still there, and they rose again. The neighbor saw them, and wrapping her arm around my wife's shoulder, she said, "Cry, Thelma. Just cry." As Thelma described the experience to me, I knew what she found helpful. It was a good lesson for me. Just as Paul wrote in Romans 12, we can rejoice with those who rejoice, but we can also weep with those who weep. That's real caring as we try to be a neighbor. The kind God wants and enables us to be. Pray with me. God our Father, thank you for being the Father of compassion. Mold and shape us today into your compassionate likeness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.